Our next guest, man, is a great NFL follow on Twitter, especially when there's stuff like this, when there's like coaching searches going around, Bone. He is a great follow, a great source of news. He's based out there in Denver with KOA, the Broncos flagship. He is an NFL insider. He is Benjamin Albright, and he joins us here on the Mac and Bone Show in Charlotte to talk Panthers coaching search and more. Ben, thanks for coming on, man. How you doing?
No, I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, hey, man. Appreciate you. You actually were one insider that was out there a couple of days saying that it seems like the market is kind of drying up on Sean Payton. There were others kind of refuting what you were saying. And I'll be damned if now other insiders nationally didn't start saying it yesterday. What do you think's happened there with Sean Payton? Is it just like, I kind of hope the Panthers came to their senses and realized we don't want to give up the draft collateral, but is that like, did everybody kind of think that way?
I think it's part of it. Draft collateral, not wanting to pay a first rounder at plus. I mean, for Denver, it would have been a first rounder and probably 2/3 on top of that. For Carolina, it probably would have been 2 firsts with the in-division tax. And so I think the compensation back to the Saints was already somewhat prohibitive. The compensation for Sean Payton would have been about $25 million per year. That is a bit prohibitive for some of the teams. And then Sean Payton wants total control, top to bottom. He's going to bring his own guys in, wants his own general manager. And I'm not sure that teams like Carolina or Denver, who have pretty good general managers there that have identified talent, want to punt on them to bring in a guy like Ryan Pace, who traded up for Mitch Trubisky and left Pat Mahomes sitting there.
Ben, of the guys that we assume are remaining here on the Panthers' version of Survivor for coaching, Kellen Moore, Steve Wilks, Frank Reich are the three being talked about a lot. Which one do you think would be the best hire of Moore, Wilks, and Frank Reich here for Carolina?
I think Frank Reich would. As much as I love the job that Steve Wilks did in the interim, I think you want to sweep all that. You want to sweep all the previous culture out and kind of start over. There's a phenomenon in football called rally around the interim, and whenever a coach gets fired, a team tends to rally around the leader. They tend to take that as for whatever reason as some kind of it's a personal attack on us, even if they didn't like the coach. And they tend to perform well for the interim coach. And then you hire the interim coach, and then they fall off a cliff in the next year. You can go back and look at the Chiefs and Romeo Crennel, for instance, or while Freddie Kitchens was not the interim head coach, look at the Freddie Kitchens hire with the Browns. You can go back and look at these guys that were a part of the previous culture. While there is a kind of a phenomenon that the teams get better in that gap year, then the next year comes back around and it kind of falls back into place. I think Frank Reich's a great coach. I think he got done wrong in Indy. I think the problem with Frank is that he didn't really have a plan in place once his staff got poached to bring up the next guys, and that kind of left him with some guys that weren't exactly the most qualified in some of those positions in Indianapolis. That's sort of where things fell apart. But he's a good dude, and I if we're power ranking it here, I think he's going to be the next Carolina Panthers head coach.
We're talking with Ben Albright. Ben also tweeted out just 8 hours ago that he wouldn't be surprised if the first domino falls and it is Carolina. It does feel like we are close finally to an end here. Ben, when you look at the other candidates that Carolina interviewed, I mean, are you surprised that someone else hasn't gotten through, a Shane Steichen or a Kafka or someone like that? Is there anybody you look at and think the Panthers, I mean, I know Ben Johnson very well might have been the guy, and he kind of took himself out, went back to Detroit. Do you think David Tepper and company are overlooking anybody, or do you think they came up with the best candidates?
I think they did a pretty good job. I think they came into this with an eye on a young offensive coordinator and probably pairing him with a quarterback in the draft like C.J. Stroud. And to that end, Ben Johnson and Shane Steichen were very, very much kind of their guys going into this. But Johnson pulled his name. Steichen didn't interview particularly well. And you wind up, sometimes you go mining for silver and you find gold. You wind up looking at Frank Reich, bringing him back in. Frank's a very accomplished coach, does a great job. And I don't think you're going to go wrong with that hire.
Ben, one of the questions we get all the time, and who knows, maybe none of us have the exact answer to this. We can sort of take our guess. But one question we get all the time is, why didn't Wilks interview other places? Do you have any rhyme or reason for that, or is that sort of an unknown to you as well?
You know, I think that he, first of all, I think he really wanted the Carolina job, unfortunately. Second of all, I think most other places viewed him as a defensive coordinator. I don't think other places really kind of looked at him as a head coach. I think for a lot of people, Carolina wasn't necessarily nationally televised a lot of this year, so a lot of people didn't have exposure to see what he was doing this year. Their last exposure to Steve Wilkes was that disastrous year at Arizona, and he certainly learned a lot from that. I don't know that he's 100% necessarily ready to be a head coach again. I do think he'll get another shot, and I do think he'll get interviews in the next cycle. But I think that in this cycle, you had such a limited number of openings, and those teams that were, one of them was Arizona, which definitely wasn't going to hire him back. You know, so, you know, your options in this particular go round, I think, were a bit limited as well. It's not all Steve's fault. He didn't really get additional interviews this cycle.
All right, Ben. So you know, we're talking about there about the coaching search. Then after that, and you already kind of, you know, teased, you already led us there. Then it's the quarterback search, the never ending quarterback search here in Carolina.
A lot of searching going on,
and,
Ben.
And you mentioned a name in Stroud who I don't know how you can't love him after what you saw in that Georgia game. But do you think, like, what's your feeling on what the Panthers will try to do? Like, you think Frank Reich will be the coach? I would think, obviously, after what he went through in Indy, different quarterback every time, veteran retread. Like, he's probably going to love to have that rookie. Do you think the Panthers, like, how much are they on your radar as a team that might make a big move up, a trade up to get their guy?
I wouldn't be surprised if they were the team that traded all the way to number one.
Wow.
You know, I do think that I do think C.J. Stroud is kind of the apple of their eye. Obviously, the scouting process hasn't completely played out yet, but I do think talking to people, I do think C.J. is kind of the guy they've, you know, they've kind of eyeballed. Now, the Georgia game was his best game. If you want to be fair, you need to go back and look some of the other tape. He does have some flaws, but it was good for him to put that to put the best game of his career on tape there towards the end, because I think that shows improvement and maturation. He's not going to be a guy that comes out just blows the doors off week one. He'll need it'll be a little bit of a growth process. But having someone like Frank Reich, who's been around and developed quarterbacks before, I think would be highly beneficial for him.
Ben, what's your gut feel, just because you're so connected there? Who's Denver going to, do you think, hire for their head coach?
I think it's going to be D'Amico Ryans. You know, I think that I think they've kind of got their eyes set on him. I think Dan Quinn is the fallback. I'm not saying that they're 100% out on Sean Payton, but I think that ship is pretty much sailed, and it would take Quinn and Ryans getting hired somewhere else for them to come back around.
By the way, speaking of Ryans, what do you think happened with him basically saying thanks but no thanks to the Panthers for an interview, but interviewing elsewhere? I mean, just, is it just as simple as he doesn't view it as a desirable job? What have you heard on that?
I think he wanted one of two places. You know, Houston, where he played and his wife is from, and Denver. And I think he didn't want to waste anyone else's time. I think he didn't want to waste his own time. So I think that, you know, he really had one or two kind of jobs that he was eyeballing. I think he knows that he's the front runner for the Denver job, and that he's the number two guy for the Houston job. And so, you know, I think he thinks that he's going to get one of those two that he wants. And so I think that's the direction he went with it.
All right, last question. What is your gut feeling on where Tom Brady ends up?
Oh, Las Vegas. I think he has the reunion tour with Josh McDaniels out there. I think he has the 1 year farewell. You know, I don't know if Gronk comes out of retirement, but I bet you Gronk moves to Vegas just for the additional fun.
I said last week, Ben, he's gonna call Gronk and say, "Hey, I'm in Vegas," and Gronk's gonna say, "Hey, me too. I'm at the casino."
We're putting the band back together.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they need that. The band in Vegas. They do need that. All right, man. Hey, we appreciate your time. Love you on Twitter and all your insight. Ben Albright, make sure you check him out at Albright NFL. There's two L's in there. Albright NFL on Twitter. Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Take care.
Wake up weekday mornings with Mac and Bone, only on Sports Radio 92.7 FM WFNZ,
the official home of the Charlotte sports fan.